The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while still have that chance, let's face the music and dance.
Francis Albert with Joseph Charles on AM 970 The Answer with Frankie Five Burrows and Albert and Debbie. Thank you, Debbie. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970 The Answer.com, listening around the world. Congressman Peter King will join us momentarily. Commissioner Bernie Kerik in the 8 o'clock hour. Allison Scher, we have a millennial we reached out to. She has a new book. She's a cute kid. Look at me, how old I am. Millennial's Guide to Changing the World is the name of Allison's new book, and we'll be talking about that. And Judge Patricia DeMango, retired justice of the state Supreme Court, and one of the three judges on that that hit TV show, Hot Bench. And Judge DeMango will join us. I was with Judge Napolitano. You know, he was the youngest judge appointed, I think, to the
Jersey Superior Court.
It was the Superior Court by Governor Tom Kaine. And what a bright guy. And we had a great talk with the judge, and we just had a great, great time at Tavern 62, David Burke's new restaurant. And good to see my friend Judge. But he was up early. I was up early. I slept on the couch. Now I got to go play golf. Ah, you can't make it up. What am I doing on a golf course? So what did I say? So you think that maybe Fox will call? Maybe I have Neil Cavuto. I'll have to do an emergency Fox hit so I don't have to play golf. I'm trying to get a call.
Yeah, I mean, you know. You have to. You got to do what you got to do.
Hey. If anyone else wants Joe for anything today,
right? He's available.
He's available. Charity events.
Right. That's great.
You know, sing somewhere.
That's great.
Bar mitzvah.
He'll sing with you. Yeah. Today, just today only.
Guys, I'm good for two holes on a golf course. Come on, two holes.
It's rainy. It's gonna be wet out there.
But after two holes, it's the same thing.
It's not fun when it's wet like this. He's right.
You know, yeah. I guess you could walk up. It's gonna be like 80. It's gonna clear up, right? It's gonna clear up a little bit.
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll make a day.
But still, it's one of those days. It's when it's the day after rain. It was really coming down this morning. I mean, it puts all the. Wetness.
Trying to get me out of the wetness of it all. Oh, the pain. Remember, it lost its pace. Oh, the pain. Hey, Frankie Five Burrows, we got a lot of news to talk about. The president coming to town. The president is coming to Long Island. He's going after MS-13, these gang members who have done such vile, reprehensible things to human beings that you can't imagine. He calls them animals. It gets the left runs with it because they have nothing else. And even Nancy Pelosi goes, oh, they're calling the immigrants that they want to come in here, the dreamers, animals. That's not what happened. Then the president goes to Long Island, says, let's shut this down once and for all. And then there's protesters for this. And they're actually going out protesting that the president's coming to. What's wrong? And I think, and I this is me talking, nobody else but me. You know, those drug lords. I remember in Camden. They would go to home because there were no jobs. The politicians didn't care. Before, actually, Christine Todd Whitman stepped in and Governor Christie stepped in a big way. Camden's on its way back in a big way now. But back in the day, 20 years ago, it was like they would just
they would pay off, the drug lords would pay off the families. I wonder if these protesters are being paid by the gang members to get step up. You never know.
I don't think so. I think there's so much anti-Trump hatred out there that these people would gladly protest him wherever he went. And for, you know, you could find people willing to protest almost anything, you know, but in the case of MS-13, not only are they incredibly dangerous, killing 17 people, including in very, very violent ways, beheading people and so forth, selling drugs, but it to me, and this is one area where you really have to give the Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III a lot of credit. Under the Obama, first of all, the current county executive there, Steve Ballone, has totally done a 180 from his predecessor, Steve Levy. Steve Levy wanted to cooperate with federal officials to deport these people. Basically, Steve Ballone has been of the view that, no, this Suffolk should be a sanctuary county and that we shouldn't necessarily cooperate with ICE and federal law enforcement to honor these detainer requests. So what Jeff Sessions did and the Trump administration has done is they said, all right, if you're an illegal alien, we're going to, and you're an MS-13, we're deporting you. What the Obama administration was doing is we're going to wait until you've committed a crime. So they knew these people were in the country illegally.
Yeah.
They knew they were part of this violent criminal gang.
Yeah.
And they weren't deporting them until they were arrested for another crime. The Trump administration saying, no, we're not waiting until you're arrested. We're deporting you now. You're in the country illegally and you're part of MS-13. Goodbye.
Yeah.
It's amazing that it took, you know, that this was even controversial.
So, and credit to the president, credit to Congressman Peter King for at least addressing this. I mean, but, you know, when you have gangs beheading people, what do you do in New York? Let's ban straws. I mean, you know, 3 hours it took me to get into New York last night.
It is amazing that it took it took this long for the city council to come up with this. I mean, I didn't think there was anything left to ban. So trans fats, salt, smoking, vaping, you know, you name it. The city council has found a way to ban it. Flavored cigars. I'm sure there's 20 other things that I'm figuring
out. Not marijuana.
Not marijuana. But now we find plastic bags. We were close to that one. And now finally, the menace that is the plastic straw could finally soon be put to rest.
Isn't that unbelievable? And to take for it to take me yesterday for me to go out, I said, I'm going out after having that riveting conversation with Andrew Pollack in the studio here. It just my heart just goes out to this man losing his beautiful daughter Meadow. You can't imagine. I said, let me go hug my kids. I swear to God, that's what I did. I drove all the way out, but I got out good. I got out like an hour and 10 minutes out of the Holland Tunnel.
Wow.
Yeah, out 78. Boom. I hugged Mike. He looked down. The kids look at you like, all right, Dad, I got it. It's okay. Really, thank you. I appreciate it. But you want to hug. Tell them you love them. Pick up Olivia. Do the whole thing. And then what do I do? I just get in my car. I drive all the way back in for dinner with the judge. So 3 hours, Frankie. It took just about, really, it took about, like 2 hours and maybe 45 minutes, something like that. This is insane. This is a lifestyle issue that the politicians don't address because it doesn't affect them, because they have cars with lights and they have people and they have police people behind them, in front of them, to take them where they want to go. It's really out of – when I got into the tunnel, Frankie, it was backed up all the way out, beyond the tunnel.
I'm not surprised.
You know, and so anyway, we're worried more about that. There's another story that really is neither here nor there, but pretty, pretty funny. Tell me a story that you're dying to talk about this morning. This is great.
This is fascinating. Mike Rotondo lives upstate New York, Onondaga County. He's 30 years old. His parents took him to court yesterday and finally were able to successfully evict him. So his parents had to sue him in order to get a judge to issue a court order to force him to leave. Now, they offered him even at one point $1,100 a month to leave. And in one instance, they gave him some money. He took the money but still didn't leave, used it to pay bills. Instead, he calls himself a successful businessman. We don't know what the business is necessarily, but yesterday a judge did rule that he has to leave the house.
So this is a guy that's living with his family, and this happens a lot. He's living with the parents.
Yes, this is the
trend in the basement. In the basement, yeah.
Probably.
They all stay there. The parents ask him to leave. He won't leave. Why is there a lawsuit? What kind of parents are going to take their kid to court? I mean,
because he wouldn't leave. What were they supposed to do?
Well, you keep it in the family.
Yeah. They tried talking
Kick
to him.
His rear end
they tried
out.
Talking to him. Then they tried offering him money. They offered to help get him set up with a new apartment. They offered parental advice, including organizing the things that you need for work and managing an apartment. They offered him help selling things that he has that have value that he doesn't need.
He's Italian kid? It's Italian family.
He's got an Italian last name.
But so he should live in the basement like every Italian. All their
parents want him out. That's it. Time to go. Goodbye.
But the Italian family always say, "Who's downstairs? He's downstairs." You know what? No. I don't. You know, I. No. But
this is where me and my. This is where me and my wife.
Al,
differ.
The kid's not leaving. What do you do if the kid's not
kick
leaving?
Kick his rear end out.
Well, they come to court.
Well, now the judge. That's would, right. Took him to court. And the judge says
would,
out.
You would not evict. No,
I would move in the basement and let the kids move
right.
upstairs.
Oh, that's exactly
what I
right.
That's exactly.
This
what
is where me and my wife have a big issue. When my son is old enough and he's working a job and he's gainfully employed. He needs to start learning either he's got to get his own apartment or he has to contribute to the house.
So, but you can't physically move the kid out. And you're not going
to
You're not going to take your kid to court. You wouldn't take Jack to court. Oh, you're going to go to court?
It wouldn't come to that because my son would understand that this is what you have to do.
So
this was a lesson I learned when
so
I was a
was
kid.
So what happened and what was the end?
So the judge sided with the parents. He evicted the kid.
You evict your own kid? I could never. 877-9
My mother would never do that.
877-970-2999. Would you ever kick your own kid
My mother
out of the
tried to get a court order to prevent me from moving.
I know. I would love the kids to live in my house. I really would.
Yeah.
You don't take the kid. I thought it.
It seems
not
like
right.
He's a little bit of a slacker, this guy.
Yeah, but still, take a your kid
little.
To court like that, huh?
30 years in the house?
Well, no, he's only been living there for the last 8 years.
And he's Italian and he's 30 years old living at home? He's young.
Out.
He's young. He's out. Young. He's got only 30. He's got at least a good 30 years. Hey, so Frankie, Philip Roth, one of the greats. You can't forget how great and how brilliant Philip Roth was. He passed away. What was that? Heart failure? They said. Is that what we read?
Well,
out?
Yeah, he was an older fellow. I believe he was 85, and he passed away. I don't know what
congestive
it was.
Congestive heart failure.
And he was a Newark from Newark, New Jersey, which we always appreciate. And I tell you, he was one of the great writers of all time. You read The Dying Animal, one of my favorite books. Very little graphic, you know, but just innovative. And he was so innovative at the time. So rest in peace, Philip Roth. He passed away last night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Fleet Week coming in this week. And this bus driver. Tell me about this bus driver. What happened? And you know what? I hate to
numerous
say.
Numerous violations over the years.
This we're talking about the there was a field trip from
right.
Eastbrook Middle School in Paramus.
Correct.
They're going to Waterloo, this historic
right.
site off
the guy
of Route 80.
Missed the exit.
There's buses.
Right.
So now
he missed the exit, and I know the exit where this all happened. It is if you're not paying attention, you can very easily miss it. But instead of going up to the next exit 6 miles up and turning around and coming back,
yeah.
he tried to commit an illegal U-turn through the median. There's a spot where you can make a U-turn, but that's really for emergency service vehicles. And as he was making the U-turn, he got broadsided by a dump truck who was traveling in the middle lane at the normal rate of speed and sheared the bus, and two people are dead because of it. Now, this guy, the driver of the bus, apparently had numerous violations going back to the 1970s. A lot of it was parking tickets, unpaid parking tickets and stuff, but he did have some moving violations for speeding, et cetera, et cetera. His last license suspension was this past December of 2017. My issue is this.
Hold on. I'm sorry. License suspended like as recent as September?
December. So maybe it was suspended for a couple of weeks or whatever until he paid off whatever it was. Okay. But here's the thing. In Paramus, the school district pays for the bus drivers. They're the ones that hire the bus drivers. It's not contracted out to somebody else. Where in their right mind would they hire a guy with as many violations as this guy had, 77 years old, put him behind the wheel, and take these kids? Now, apparently he was beloved by the kids, and it's not okay, that's fantastic. But this is a guy who should not have been driving a bus in the first place. Now, his son claimed in an interview with CBS 2, his father, he claims that he didn't make a U-turn. But there's video evidence of this guy making a U-turn on Route 80 and causing this accident. This is something that could have been avoided. The Paramus School District, the Board of Ed, is going to get sued big time by the parents of the daughter that the girl that was killed, as well as the teacher that was killed. And all of this could have been avoided had he just gone to the next exit and turned around.
All right, Albert, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:19, Congressman Peter King standing by. Debbie Duhame is on the roads for you this morning on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning, Debbie. Did you get your blessings from all your priests that you were with yesterday?
You know, it was called the Pride in Priest Dinner, and it was through the Archdiocese of Newark. And, you know, it's just to support our local priests and just, you know, give them our support. Oh. So it was great. Yeah, there was so many priests there. It was over in Paramus, actually.
God bless. Bless you for that. Yeah. I know. You know, you hear always the bad things, but the priests are there, true disciples. 99.9% of the Catholic priests are true disciples of Christ. Mm-hmm. And all I keep thinking of when they give out communion, right, is right. the body of Christ. 400 times at a shot, 200 times at a shot, they got to do it. You know, I mean, just the dedication of these priests. So you went and just, mm-hmm. you gave them some credit. That's nice that you did that.
Well, yeah, I mean, a whole bunch of people were there. The Knights of Columbus sponsored it, so throughout the whole diocese.
Very nice.
You know, the Knights of Columbus were there. So it was a really, really fun night. Had a good time.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah, next year we'll have to invite Al.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, actually met a really nice priest from Cranford. I was going to think of maybe, getting Al over to that Mass.
House call the Cthulhu.
Well, maybe Al could go over to Mass over at Cranford.
It's like in The Exorcist.
No.
The power of Christ compels you, Al Cthulhu. 20 minutes after 7, how we doing out there, Deb?
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. On the southern state, eastbound Corona Ave, getting up through Valley Stream, that's an accident, one lane blocked. Watch for delays on the 5 train with signal problems. You're still seeing slowdowns on the Bronx River Parkway south at Gun Hill Road. It looks like an accident there in the Bronx to deal with. A lot of volume on the FDR Drive south in the 70s. An accident was cleared, but traffic is still moving really slowly. Inbound GWB over an hour to the upper, about 45 to the lower level. Lincoln 40, Holland 35 minutes in. Watch for slowdowns over on 15 southbound, getting down through Sparta, getting reports of a collision there. And over on the Hutch northbound, getting up through Boston Road, getting up through Pelham, a collision. Brought to you by the Empire State Building. Watch the city awaken from the center of it all, the Empire State Building's 86th floor open air observatory deck. Click on buy tickets at empirestatebuilding.com to make your reservation. Tickets are limited for each sunrise. Looks like sunshine this afternoon, high in the mid-80s. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Jay Sekulow explains how Iran is still a threat.
Even with the president's announcement on the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the fact of the matter is, Iran still is a threat. Now, they're less of a threat than they were a week ago, but they are still a threat. Not because just of their nuclear ambitions, but their desire to export terrorism around the globe. They view themselves as establishing the Islamic Caliphate. That's what this is all about.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, 3 cryptocurrency-related companies have been ordered to stop offering unregistered securities in New Jersey. The state's Bureau of Securities issued a cease and desist order against Bullcoin, Trident Crypto Index Fund, and Spring Crypto Invest. Though Spring Crypto Invest claims to be a UK-registered financial company, investigators said instead of reaching an investment firm, its phone number connected to a business travel company. Review site company Yelp says it's reviving a complaint against Google in Europe. Yelp claims Google favors its own searches over competitors. It's filing a complaint with the European Commission. Google denies the allegations and says it will appeal. The Dow was down 178 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 15. S&P lost 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the SmartWayToBuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind, because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the SmartWayToBuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the SmartWayToBuy.com.
Inmate 8347905-3, convict Congressman Michael Grimm.
Crimes committed by convict Congressman Grimm, 20 counts of fraud. Guilty. Perjury? Guilty. Hiring illegal aliens? Guilty. And while the people of New York work hard to make an honest living, convict Congressman Grimm owes nearly $1 million in taxes he tried to hide and then made a shady deal with D.C. swamp lobbyists to pay off his debts. Now Grimm thinks he deserves the chance to represent us in Congress again. No way! As your former district attorney, Dan Donovan believes in law and order, which is why Dan Donovan is working with President Trump to build a wall and deport dangerous illegal immigrant gang members. Dan Donovan stands tough with Donald Trump.
I'm Dan Donovan, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donovan for Congress.
Dan Donovan, we support Dan Donovan. Thank you for asking. 726 with Joe Piscopo. Congressman Peter King standing by. I want to tell you about Mike Lindell, the deal that he has for you exclusively listening to AM 970, 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack, which includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. This is your deal. MyPillow.com, you got to go to, and then use the code AM 970. Boom, 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack exclusively for you with a 10-year warranty, 90-day money-back guarantee. You're going to love MyPillow. Everybody has a MyPillow. It's time you got a MyPillow. If you want to call, here's the number, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 when you call. You get 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack from Mr. Mike Lindell. That includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com. If you can remember this when you're driving, you get to work, the boss will understand. Just punch in MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Joe Walsh. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Congressman Peter King is the Republican from Long Island, member of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, welcome back to the program, sir. Always appreciate you checking in. How you doing this morning, Peter?
Joe, I'm doing great. I got to tell you that Dan Donovan and I had a phenomenal time at your show on Friday night at Lorenzo's in Staten Island. It was great.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you only took a few shots at the Irish, but that's okay. I you know, that was a great time. It really was.
Congressman, seeing you there with Rosemary and Congressman Dan Donovan there with Serena, it was great to have you there. And now, see, you know why I'm really humbled, Congressman King? Because now today you got the President of the United States. Yeah, you took time for your old Italian buddy, Piscopo, to go to Staten Island, and you showed up. Thank you for that, sir. I'm just saying.
No, it was great. It was terrific. And today, Dan and I will be flying up on Air Force One with the President. And I begin the day with Joe Piscopo. I'm a better than Joe Piscopo.
Wait,
the United States, and Dan Donovan.
You and the Congressman Donovan, you get on Air Force One. Do they put you on the front of the plane, or do you have to get on the back of the plane? How does that work, Congressman? Because we're like fans, so we don't know how this works.
Yeah. No, you walk up the front, and I think we're taking the small Air Force One today. So there's a large one, the smaller one, and the smaller one is today, and basically the president's like an office up near the front, and then there's a room behind that, like a conference room,
yeah,
which is where they'll drop me and Dan, and Lee Zeldin is also coming with us.
Cool.
A few of the White House staff. And behind that, you have more of the staff than you've all, you know, than you have reporters on there. And it's a great way to travel, and also you get a lot of work done. It's like a conference table, and the TV screen's up, and the president's usually very, you know, very busy going over the speeches coming up. And having said that, he's also very relaxed. I mean, this speech, I assume, is going to be televised nationally.
Yeah.
Most guys will be a nervous wreck or very tense. Now, he's serious, but he's joking at the same time, and he's making some last-minute changes in the speech.
Yeah.
And I remember last year when he came to Long Island, he arrived at the site. I've seen candidates, not just candidates, presidents, governors, before the speech, they're a little tense, they're a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
The president, you would think he's like walking into the local bowling alley or something. He's shaking hands, everybody talking, joking around. Again, good guy. Great guy.
Well, as you are, Congressman King, a grounded individual, which we appreciate so much, certainly in the world of politics, and you going after MS-13, the president of the United States going after MS-13, and I know you're at the forefront of this, watching out for those in your community. Why are there people protesting? Peter, all I see on TV is the protest. How could you protest against a president going against gang violence?
This is absolutely disgraceful. These are people who, no matter what President Trump does, you're going to attack them. If they only realize what this is, if they want to attack us over a tax bill or a highway bill or a spending bill, that's all legitimate comment. But we're talking about young people who are being butchered to death.
Yeah.
I mean, I work with these families.
Yeah.
Faces cut off, hands and fingers. Some cases, you've had a heart cut out, kids decapitated. And within a mile from my house, there's bodies that they're searching for that have been buried. I mean, this is how bad this is. And everyone should stand with the president. Everyone should work with them on this. Let me just give law enforcement credit on Long Island. Now, these are two Democratic administrations on Long Island. The law enforcement people and the people in the government are cooperating totally with the federal government. But on the other hand, and with the Trump administration, what they're doing. But on the other hand, there's going to be people out in the street today demonstrating against the president. People who want to run for office, people who are just professional agitators, people who won't give the president credit for anything. And again, it's one thing to have a political demonstration. That's what part of our country is about. But realize what you're doing. By doing that, you could be causing more young people to be hacked to death, to be macheted to death, to be brutalized and buried. It's horrible.
It is. And they are indeed animals. And the president calls them animals. And then the left and the progressive socialists down in Washington use it against the president. Inexcusable. And thank you, Peter King, for stepping. Because, you know, I work for at-risk kids. I'm the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. Yeah. And I see in these kids, I see in these eyes of these children, some of these lost souls there. But for the grace of God, go all of us. So thank you for standing fast. And
Joe, you know, the irony of this, the most terrible irony of all of this is that the young kids who are being killed are immigrant kids, almost all immigrants.
Oh.
There's no white middle-class people being killed by MS-13.
Yeah.
This is MS-13 preying on their own people, which is worse than animals. So animals don't kill their own.
Yeah. Congressman Peter King with Joe Piscopo about to get onto Air Force One and come up to his district in Long Island and help out the community there with the President of the United States. Peter, Congressman, North Korea, the summit, I think it's all a ruse. I think this is going to happen, yes?
If I had to bet, I would say yes. If it doesn't happen, it's going to be really to the the harm of Kim Jong-un. The president, listen, the president wants to work. The president wants to make a deal. But if North Korea doesn't, that's going to be their problem. And the president is not going to back down. The president is not going to give in to this petty one-upsmanship by Kim Jong-un. So the president will be stand tall, will stand firm. And in the end, either we'll get a good deal or there'll be no deal at all. Whatever, we're not going to get a bad deal, that I can guarantee you.
All right. And just to get into this before we let you go, Congressman, I see that several of your colleagues are calling for a second special counsel to investigate possible FBI misconduct in surveilling the Trump campaign. Frankie Five Burrows and I were talking about this. Do you think this will happen? And what do you think the end game is in all of this, Peter?
There's no doubt that things were done wrong at the top. There's been really bad action by certain people in the FBI, certain people in the intelligence community.
Mm.
There was no basis for this investigation to begin in the first place. Since then, there's been cover-ups. There's been distortions. I was down with Frank Lobiondo at the Department of Justice the other day, going through a lot of the original documents, how this investigation started. This never should have been started. It's based on fiction, and it put so many people through the ringer, so many innocent people. It's put a cloud over the presidency of the United States. Whether or not there should be a special counsel, my only question there is, I'm not a fan of special counsels, because once they get started, they never end.
Yeah.
But if there's going to be a special counsel against the president, it may be the only way we can go after those at the top in the intelligence community who I think really abuse their power. It may have to be through a special counsel. I certainly understand why they're doing it. I have to decide whether or not we need, if we want another special counsel and just have our government just run by one prosecution after another. Having said that, I understand why they're doing it. I understand the anger. I understand the outrage. This has been terrible abuses of power here.
Yeah, Congressman, listen, an honor, if I may, an honor to have you there at Lorenzo's with Dan Donovan, Congressman Donovan. I look in a crowd. I mean, I'm just a Jersey guy from Bloomfield Avenue, and now I go to Staten Island. I see Congressman Peter King there in the audience with your beautiful wife. I appreciate that very much, sir, and with Congressman Donovan. You know,
it was our privilege, believe me. Oh. Believe me. Even putting up with Dan Donovan for the night.
And next time, maybe you come up on stage and we sing a tune together, huh, Congressman?
Oh, my God. That would clear the place out in a hurry.
Well, no, we'll do Danny Boy. See, we'll do a nice
song. Oh, okay.
All right. Congressman, Godspeed, and thanks for all you're doing today, indeed.
Thank you, John. And I'll tell the president you said hello.
Please. And thank you, Congressman Peter King, right there. Republican from Long Island, member of the House Intelligence Committee, fighting gang violence, reprehensible gang violence in Long Island, man, with the President of the United States, with Congressman Dan Donovan. And you got to, you know, you got to appreciate a public servant like Peter King and Dan Donovan. Certainly the President of the United States when they go after the bad guys. 735 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Big Al Gattulo, he's right in front of me. He's got the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
61 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The 30th annual Fleet Week gets underway today with the parade of ships. Four Navy ships, including a missile destroyer and three Coast Guard cutters, will make their way into New York Harbor for New Yorkers to see and tour. More than 2,000 sailors, Marines, and Coast Guard members will take part in Fleet Week. It runs until May 29th in New York City. There will also be military band concerts, aviation exhibits, and other events showcasing the skills of dedicated servicemen and women at sea. On Thursday, Senator John McCain of Arizona will be honored at the U.S. Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. McCain will be getting the Intrepid Lifetime Achievement Award. He was a naval aviator, flew missions off the USS Intrepid, was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. Jersey City may be going big or going home by buying a 100-acre site along the Hackensack River that could provide affordable housing to thousands of people. Those are the words of Mayor Stephen Fulop, who is calling for the purchase of the Bayfront site, which would cost Jersey City about $180 million, but says Fulop via Twitter that Bayfront is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to purchase a site of this size with the Metro New York City area. Located on the west side of the city, if completed, Bayfront could provide as many as 8,100 residential units, as well as office space, parkland, and retail amenities. In sports, Yankees lost 6-4 to the Rangers. Marlins beat the Mets 5-1. Yankees Aaron Judge says he won't defend his home run derby title at the All-Star game this year at the Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Jets are parting way with quarterback Christian Hackenberg. They traded the 2016 second-round pick yesterday to the Raiders for a conditional seventh-round pick next year. Giants with another wide receiver in the mix. They've signed Russell Shepard. He was let go by the Panthers last week, the 27-year-old, a teammate of Odell Beckham Jr.'s at LSU. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over on the 5 train, downtown local only, 180th to 149th with signal problems. Over on the Southern State Parkway, eastbound Corona Ave, getting out through Valley Stream, that's an accident. Traffic is still moving very slowly on the Bronx River Parkway south of Gun Hill Road in the Bronx, an accident over there. Stop and go as you head to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound the entire length out through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus still pretty solid up toward the Prospect. Watch for stop and go traffic inbound GWB an hour. Lincoln 45 over at the Holland, that's 35. 15 southbound at 181 in Sparta, an overturned vehicle. The Garden State Parkway north at 135, getting up through Clark, an accident there as well. And some stop-and-go traffic on 9 southbound at Old Route 9 as you get into Fishkill with an accident there as well. Clearing this afternoon with a high going up to 82 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Debbie. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 738. If you've been in an accident, please call the Bramnick Law Firm. You hear me tell you about John and Brent Bramnick?
I tell you every morning, you know they have 18 lawyers standing by right now as I speak to answer your questions. 877-423-4878. 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, and always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. The Bramnicks will come to your home. What more I got to tell you? What do I got to tell you? The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week. Get answers about your claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. 877-423-4878. That's the Bramnick Law Firm, please. 877-423-4878. Or go to johnbramnick.com. JohnBramnick.com.
Summer is around the corner and it's time to show some skin. But if your summer body isn't ready, you need to call Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about Calitrin.
My name is Gail. I've been taking Calitrin for a while. I've lost a total of 50 pounds on it.
This is Vaughn from Austin, Texas, and I've lost 80 pounds with Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Dawn, and I'm from Pennsylvania, and I've lost 12 pounds, and I'm extremely happy with that weight loss.
Hi, this is Lisa from Cleveland, Ohio. I've been taking Calitrin. I've lost 14 pounds. I'm really happy with my success.
This is Tracy from Ohio. I've been on Calitrin, and I've lost 15 pounds so far. Went from a size 17 to a size 14.
See, we have people from all over losing weight with Calitrin, and you can do it too. Just go to our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. And don't miss out. We've got our biggest sale of the year, our Memorial Day special. That's toploss.com. Or call us 1-800-325-4366. That's 1-800-325-4366.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 6/23/18.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40. How are you this morning? Hope you're doing all right. May 23rd, rolling into Memorial Day. Do you believe that already? Well, if you want a diamond, you know, if for an anniversary, engagement, you're going to get married, before you do anything else, do me a favor and go visit Glenn Parian on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You know Joey's going to – I'm never going to steal you wrong. I'm going to tell you something. I went out to Parian and Sons, and I saw Glenn and Maria and Debbie and Lisa and Katie, the whole Parian family was out there. They have so many beautiful stones. The diamonds are beautiful. And Glenn will walk you through, or the girls will walk you through and tell you exactly what's the best diamond to buy. Because you got to go through those four C's, the character and the clarity, the cut of the diamond. Very, very important. There's only somebody like Glenn Parian. He's the only guy that could tell you the best diamond to buy. You can't go, you know, to one of those big, big stores, no names mentioned, and say, oh, that looks pretty. Nuh-uh. You're not going to get a good diamond, I'm telling you. I know. I've been married. I buy diamonds. I know good diamonds when I see them. I know people who know the diamonds, and nobody knows them better than Glenn Parian and his family over at Parian & Sons in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They'll walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler and offer you a diamond buyback guarantee. Plus, bring in your old jewelry, please, to Parian & Sons. They repair, they restore, they service. This is where you want to go for all your jewelry needs and gift-giving needs as well. Parian & Sons, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you can go, check them out, and before you visit, real quick, you go to ParianDiamonds.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall,
like the sea shark clings to the sea,
like you'll never get rid of your shadow, Frank, you'll never get rid of me.
Sammy and Frank.
Let all the others fight and the fuss.
Whatever happens, we've got us. Closer than pages that stick
and
in a book.
We're
closer than ripples that play in a brook.
Strolling
wherever you find him, you'll find me. Just look.
closer than a miser or the bloodhound's Deliza me.
We're closer than smog when it clings
and
to L.A. We're closer than Bobby is to JFK. Not a soul can bust this team in two. We stick together like glue.
You know, I used to do this song with Joey as a young kid. And coming out of high school, Joey and I would come on stage and we would do it. Now, and it was so cute. And every time I hear it, I think about my son Joey, he and I going back and forth on stage together. It was so great. Now Joey's a big boy, successfully touring around, you know, handling public relations and video for all the, you know, the big acts. He left daddy in the dust. What am I going to tell you? But it was so much fun. But is that a racist song? Is that because
no.
Because Sammy was black, shadow, black,
no,
racist.
I've heard it done with two white people as well.
Yeah, me and Joey. Yeah. It's just like that. Great tune. I love those old Sammy Kahn kind of trick lyrics.
Yeah.
But back in the day. Frankie Five Boroughs. So what are we doing? What happened on Neil Cavuto's show? Did you hear that yesterday when Neil?
No.
No, it was great. So Michael Caputo, our buddy, was on. Yeah.
Well, that was 2 days ago.
Was that
we talked about it yesterday.
No, but something happened yesterday as well. I saw.
Well, 2 days ago, Caputo was on Fox News and said that that he made contact with a second FBI informant that was in the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
I invited Michael on the show this morning. I haven't heard back from him. I think he might be filling in, hosting a show in Buffalo. But I think he'll probably come on tomorrow.
You know what I like about it? The point is that he's out there. He's not threatened by that because they threatened this guy.
Yeah, he told us he had to raise $350,000 from friends and family just to pay his legal fees.
So it's got me concerned because I see this, and I see now that's why the president, and I know the president how he thinks. He's thinking, okay, well, I think there was a mole in my campaign from the FBI. We're going to look into it. That's an answer back. And if that ever, I'm telling you, if that flushes, I'm telling you, and call me if you think I'm wrong, 877-970-2999. It ends up with a subpoena to the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, because it'll go to Loretta Lynch, maybe Eric Holder. And that's, now you want to open up a can of worms, and it's like a shot to the progressive socialist saying, just stop with the Mueller probe.
People don't understand what it's like to be the target of a criminal probe.
Can't imagine.
Or even if you're not indicted. First of all, if you're indicted and not convicted, you have to spend... ask Bernard Kerik about this. He ultimately took a plea because it was going to be $1 million to go
point.
To trial. But, you know, I'll tell you, just in my own case, my own lawyer is under federal indictment. He's going to trial next month. His co-defendant...
You're laughing out. I was laughing.
No.
Why is that funny? That's not funny.
Because Frank gets people to drive him to work like asthma and Arafat.
By the way,
he's got a lawyer that's under federal indictment.
Credit to Lyft. They have refunded the cost of
Did they do that?
Wow.
Or Arafat?
The asthma ride.
Thank you,
Lyft. They will be getting
it. But now, don't lose sight of what you're saying about the probe. I appreciate that.
Having an asthma attack.
But does that decrease your rating? Do you think now the driver's going to be pretty ticked off? He's going to be pretty ticked off.
I'd rather have my $38 back and a lower rating.
Asthma's going to be like, I can't believe this.
Now, he was a nice guy. I hope. I gave him a 5-star rating. But anyway, so...
5-star rating for driving me to the
wrong place. Co-defendants, and this is a big trial. It's starting next month. Arthur Idala is representing him.
Right.
One of Luthman's co-defendants two days ago entered a plea. So now this happens to be the same guy that I beat in the foot race on Fat Tuesday 3 years ago, you remember. So that guy has now pled guilty, and a lot of people are concerned that he could be flipping, that he could be a cooperator. And the number, like, this is a fellow that would go to Las Vegas with judges every Super Bowl. This is a fellow that was a prominent member of the community in Staten Island, prominent developer, involved in politics. This has sent panic all over Staten Island, not because people have committed crimes,
but because
if he says they committed crimes,
right.
Then they're going to have to hire a lawyer.
Yeah.
They're going to have to take time off from their jobs to go testify before a grand jury. They're going to have to deal with investigators knocking at their door. Joe Bruno, who is a public servant that I have just a tremendous amount of admiration for, was the leader of the state Senate for 14 years. He describes what it's like to get a giant piece of paper, and this was a decorated Korean War veteran, what it's like to get a piece of paper that says the United States versus Joe Bruno. And it's bone chilling.
That's awful.
When you've dedicated your life to public service in the military and in the state legislature to get something that says the United States of America versus your name, I understand why people do this, like General Flynn and, these other folks. Part of it is financial. Part of it is emotional. Part of it is, your reputation being besmirched. So my heart does go out to Caputo and these folks. I think, the thing that Trump is doing, look, maybe I wouldn't have done everything the way he's doing it in terms of criticizing this investigation, but the thing that he's doing is calling attention to how out of control the Department of Justice can be.
Yeah,
and my hope is that we can have real reform here.
Yeah.
Not political reform, but
right.
real reform so this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, it was. And I'm looking here. It happened on Cavuto yesterday. I'm reading from Fox News. Former Trump campaign advisor, to your point, Frank, Michael Caputo opened up to Fox News about alleged informants who approached him during the 2016 presidential election revealed that the special investigators didn't seem to care at all. I gave this information. This is Caputo talking to the House and Senate intelligence committees. And I gave this information to the Mueller team. They never reached out to the intermediary to check on it. He told Neil Cavuto Tuesday on Your World. They didn't even seem to be taking notes. It's like a bullying tactic. And then when I talked to Judge Napolitano at dinner last night, and I said, Judge, what happened? He walked me through how this happens. It is daunting and it is scaring, and I don't know. And then you give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking, 877-970-2999. But does it indeed lead to some kind of bogus impeachment to President Trump?
Well, look, impeachment's a political thing. So I think, the House, if they turn Democrat, which I think is likely, they may try to impeach him.
Yeah.
But I don't see how that helps the Democrats politically. And they're never going to have enough votes in the Senate to remove him from office.
Yeah.
Why bother?
And where's the infrastructure? Where's the taxes? Where you cap the property taxes, maybe you could.
Yeah, you spoke to Rudy Giuliani about that the other day. He said, I hate to bother the president with this stuff.
Yeah,
he's busy, trying to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula and get our economy going. This is all, think of what the amount of energy, time, and money that's being spent on this instead of anything productive.
Yeah, that helps
us. At what point is enough is enough?
You're right. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now. Debbie's on the road. Mm-hmm. Dream Drive Duhame. Hiya, Dream Drive. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Frank. Hi, Al. Hi, everybody. Let's see what's happening here on 17 eastbound. Moving slowly, getting down toward exit 128, down through Chester. Looks like an accident was clear, but traffic is moving pretty slowly. Stop-and-go traffic southbound New York State Thruway, Spring Valley, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 15 south at 181 in Sparta. That's an overturned vehicle. Only one lane squeezing by. Inbound GWB an hour to the upper level, better to the lower Lincoln Tunnel. You're still waiting here at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. 45, also 495. As you head westbound, getting out toward 1 and 9, an accident as well. That's causing delays heading outbound at the Lincoln. Over at the Holland Tunnel, still 30 minutes into town. Stop-and-go traffic, 80 west, exit 59. Getting out through Patterson with a collision in the Bronx on the Bronx River Parkway South at Gun Hill Road. That's a collision waiting for you there. Still very busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound the entire length. Getting right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. And watch out for slowdowns on the LIE westbound. Stop-and-go traffic LIE westbound as you get out through New Hyde Park Road. More volume out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame, 7:52 right now. I'm going to give you, when we go into the news, how about if I give you like past 8 o'clock? Is that good? First five callers, next 5 minutes? You know what I'm going to tell you. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but you can get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. $99.49. Okay, guilty as charged. I am a car guy. I'm a Jersey car guy. And when I go, when I visit Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and Iggy is there, and Carmelo and Chester, and Johnny and Chris and Wendy are there, and it's the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, I'm going, wow, this is cool. I told you I want to do a show there. I want to put a tuxedo on with a big band in the showroom. Come on, how great is that? But if you go over there to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, you could become a rewards member and be eligible for free lifetime oil changes. You have to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey.
And you could talk to Alex Cancella. Alex is a great guy. He's got 0% APR financing that I tell you about every morning for up to 72 months for qualified buyer. But if the first five callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you past 8 o'clock. I'm in a generous mood this morning, right? First five callers, next 5 minutes, plus you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
I'm John McCann, and I'm running for U.S. Congress. While I have proudly lived in Congressional District 5 for most of my adult life, my opponent has spent the last 25 years moving around the state, unsuccessfully running for any open seat that he could find. I have a record of cutting taxes, restoring gun rights, and standing with ICE to combat illegal immigration. And unlike my opponent, I've stood with President Trump since day one. When you elect me on June 5th, I will fight to keep America great. To learn more about our campaign, visit McCann2018.com. I'm John McCann, and I approve of this message.
Paid for by John McCann for Congress.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hump day, baby, and I can't wait to get home and get some yard work done. You know what I'm going to do before I start mowing the lawn? I'm going to take some of my Calitrin to help me recover when I am done pushing and pulling that lawnmower. No self-propelled mower for me. Old school, baby. Order a 90-day supply of Calitrin right now at toploss.com. You can lose weight, you can have more energy, and you can feel fantastic with Calitrin. No drugs, no stimulants. It's all natural. Easy to use. Take it before you go to sleep or take it before you start working out. It works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need. Don't just take it from me. Our friend Elizabeth, who was chuckling there before, she's on the line with us this morning to give us some more info. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. You can feel good while you're losing weight with a product that's actually good for you. You can do it safely. You can do it effectively. We do have a huge 86% success rate with 90 days of Calitrin. You give it time to work, it's going to work for you. Check it out on our website, toploss.com. This week, also, we are giving away free Calitrin. So it's a perfect time to get on our website, read up about it, and enter to win so you can get free Calitrin. It's right there in the center of our website. If you go to toploss.com, it says enter to win. It's a blue button, toploss.com. And if you get ready to order, don't forget to use the promo code AL. That's going to save you an additional 10% on your order. That's toploss.com. Use promo code AL.
Give Calitrin a call right now, 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL. Get yourself 10% off. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
You can call them Al, 756 with Joe on the radio. If you own or rent a home or apartment or own a business, you have a huge opportunity to impact this generation and the next by choosing green, renewable energy sources. When you buy renewables from Blue Rock Energy, you're getting energy sourced and developed right here in New York State, keeping dollars and creating jobs for our communities. With Blue Rock, you could choose to purchase 30%, 50%, or 100% of your annual electricity usage in clean, renewable energy sourced directly from New York State. Blue Rock's pricing for sustainable sources is substantially lower than most competitive suppliers. They make it easy to include renewable energy for all or part of your home or business's power supply. Blue Rock Energy. This is where you want to go. This is where we all are. And we're proud to be with Blue Rock Energy. 877-280-4909 or BlueRockEnergy.com.
Hey, Joe Lumberg. Joe Lumberg. Yay. Hi, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Joey?
Good. Well, I got to play golf. Is it going to rain? Tell me it's going to rain.
It's not going to rain. Get out there in place. Well, swing away, my friend. You can't do much worse than I did the other day.
Yeah,
do much worse.
But see, you bike, you run. I understand that. If I was going on a biking marathon, I would be happier than sitting in a golf. I'm not made to play golf. But anyway, weather-wise, what are we looking like?
The last of the shower, getting out of here now, and the sun will be out here late morning and afternoon. It's going to be a gorgeous day up near 80, 70s to near 80 tomorrow, mid-80s on Friday, and the weekend's going to start warm, turn a little cooler, and the threat for a shower and thunderstorm increases for Sunday and Monday.
Okay, you know how you always take a picture of yourself riding a bike? I'm going to take a picture of me napping on the golf cart. Okay.
In the sun. All right.
Asleep in the golf cart.
A beautiful day. Thank you, Joe Lubberg. Talk to you a little bit, my friend. There's the man. Commissioner Bernie Kerik's going to join us in the next hour. You don't want to miss Bernie, former commissioner of the NYPD, author of that book, From Jailer to Jailed. We can talk to a variety of Bernie about a variety of subjects, including, like Frankie Five Burrows said, you know, being the subject, you know, of a bogus witch hunt. Allison Scherer, she's a millennial. You don't want to miss Allison. She wrote a new book. And Judge Patricia DeMango, Radio Piscopo from New York City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.